What's up, hockey fans? Welcome to tonight's show. Seattle Kraken take on the Buffalo Sabres. Live post-game rapid reaction for you guys. Thanks for tuning in for this episode. It's great to be back live here on the channel for the first time in the new year as we turn the page into the next chapter of this hockey season. The Kraken taking flight now on this six-game road trip where they're going to air out their tentacles a little bit on the East Coast and finishing things up in Edmonton on that sixth game of the road trip before returning home. They were riding a six-game win streak coming in to the evening, right in the thick of things, getting healthy again now, and challenging for a wild card spot. And tonight, the streak continues. They've got seven wins in a row, an 11-game point streak, 9-0-2 in their last 11 games. Wow, I don't even know how to describe it, but this is fantastic. Joshua, good to see you in the chat. Coming in from the East Coast saying, good evening, great game. We're going to talk all about it here tonight. Break everything down on tonight's show. My name is Mike, Sasquatch NHL. If you don't know, if you do know, thanks for being back. And also, if you are new to the channel, please let me know in the chat where you're tuning in from. Love to shout you guys out in the chat as we go. But let's recap things as we go between the Kraken and the Sabres tonight. I always talk about these transitional type games. On the schedule, you got to mark them down. Always good to kind of start road trips out on a positive note, and that's exactly what they did tonight. You got to accumulate as many points as you can on this gauntlet back east, and some really tough teams, some matchups here upcoming. We're going to look at the schedule here at the end of the stream, but you got to try to go 500 on this trip, and it's off to a great start. It's always a reasonable goal to try to go about 500 on a really long trip like this when you're traveling that much and playing a lot of games and a lot of nights. And they got it done tonight. Joshua says, I may need to stop picking McCann for the first goal. I mean, they won, so starting to think I'm jinxing him. I'm okay with it, Josh, as long as they're getting wins, right? I don't, you know, it's not great for you in the point standings, but I'll try to post the point standings here in the next couple of days. Actually, if Milo over on Twitter, at Bowie's Flow, had a correction for me behind the scenes. So I'm going to post the updated standings here real soon. But guys, Kraken 5-2, big win tonight. They just keep it going. Holy cow, seven in a row. And I'm not even sure I can remember the last time they did this. Oh, that's right. It was like last year about this time they went on a tear and just ripped off a bunch of games in a row. And that's what they're doing again this year. Putting themselves right back on the map, right in the wild card mix. And who knows, maybe they'll keep going from there as they get healthy. But we're going to talk about it the whole evening tonight. Vote on that poll question for me, you guys. The question tonight, pretty easy one. But I want to know, if the Kraken can stay healthy, the little temperature check here, if the Kraken can stay healthy, will you think they make the playoffs? And I want a certain answer, not just a maybe. It's obviously a yes or no, but I really want to hear from you guys on the vote and in the comments. Do you think this Kraken team is a playoff team now that they're healthy and they're playing great? They've got some great goaltending coming from Joey Decord. Oh my goodness. Brian says, good to see you on the chat. Brian says, stuck at work, couldn't see much of the game because the boss just wouldn't leave. Great game. Oh, come on, boss man. Let Brian watch the game, for goodness sakes. But they played great tonight, Brian. They started slow. I'm going to go through this in the recap a little bit, but they got it done. Got the scoring that they wanted. And, you know, it all worked out at the end of the evening. So that's kind of the setup, you guys. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Sabres and Kraken here as we get into the stream. But thank you for being here. And also, if you want to hit that like button as you're watching the video, and if you're enjoying it, please do subscribe. If you don't, turn on alerts. That way you know when I upload content or go live here on the channel. I put out that episode about the Winter Classic just the other day. Had a great response on that. And thank you guys for contributing. But that's why you want to subscribe and turn on alerts so you know when I upload stuff and you don't miss out. Because, I, you know, not everybody's over on X or all the other socials where I post when I announce things. But thank you, guys. And let's hear from you in the chat throughout this episode. And for this episode, we're going to look at the story of the game a little bit between the Kraken and the Sabres. Set things up, like I talked about, coming into the evening. The Kraken roster now shaping up a little bit. They're getting healthy. We're going to look at the stats. Three stars. Look ahead at the schedule here on this road trip. And of course, live chat with you guys throughout the evening. I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts about the game? What do you think the Kraken are going to do here as we get towards the trade deadline? Do you think they're going to make some moves? I think you're probably going to see some moves happen because we do have a little bit of a logjam. I don't know. I don't want to drop names. I think if you've watched before or you've listened before, you know where I'm at with a few players, but we'll see what happens. Tomáš Tatar working out great. McCann, you know, you can move him around in the lineup. Now you got Berkey back, Schwartz back. But I don't want to spoil the look at the roster here. Ty Jacobs saying, on a heater since I've been gone. Laugh out loud. It's me. Good to see you, Ty. It's been a while. Ty, rumor has it that Ty might be in love. I don't want to spoil it too much but or embarrass him, but just joking around. Ty, it's great to hear from you. Coaching the Mites down there close to Vancouver, Washington. So, Ty, thanks for joining in. Hope you're doing well. Hope you can make it up to a game with the new lady here soon. That would be awesome. Maybe too much info. Sorry, Ty. But, you know, we got to put it out there. Joshua says, if they stay healthy and Joey keeps going off like this, I think 100% I think they will make the playoffs. And I feel the same way. They're on a roll right now. It's just like last year. They kind of start hitting their groove, and they're feeling it. They're scoring. You know, they're getting pretty decent defensive coverage happening. Joey DeCord in net. You know, Grew getting healthy. That's just going to bolster that goaltending core altogether. So you can go to the hot hand if you need to. And you know, that's the way Hackstall plays it. Ty says, ha ha, I'll bring her up soon. I'll please do. We've got, you know, plenty of opportunities to go out there and catch a game real soon. Question so far, if the Kraken, you know, if they can stay healthy, will they make the playoffs? 88% of you think yes, absolutely. 12% think no. So we'll see, you know, I understand being a little bit cautious because this team has been very all over the map, but I feel like the trend over the last few weeks, maybe month, dare I say month now, they've really started to trend up. Their special teams are coming through. Penalty kill good again tonight, and goaltending really the key to all of this for me. But okay, so let's talk about the Sabres just a little bit here, not too long, because who cares about the Sabres, honestly? 17-19-4 coming into the night. They're going to drop to 17-18-4, falling short of expectations this season. Seventh place in the Atlantic Division, a tough division. You've got to jump over a lot of tough teams if you want to get into the mix there. Scoring a lot of goals this year, but giving up a lot of them as well. Bottom 10 in the league, allowing 3.33 goals per game. They gave up 5 tonight, so you can see you can score on this team. Lately, you know, a little more stingy. They had 2 wins in a row coming into this one and only allowed 1 goal in each of those games, and not the best home record for them at 8-9-1, now 8-10-1. So not great in Buffalo. I can understand why the crowd was booing after tonight, because the Kraken kind of dismantled them after that first period was, you know, heavily in their favor. The Kraken, 6, now 7 game win streak, 11 game point streak, 8-0-2 coming in, now 9-0-2 in the mix for the wild card. Like I said, sizzling hot goaltending. Joey DeCord, you know, a huge credit to him for this run that they've been on. The road record coming in, 7-6-6, now 8-6-6. So want to pile on here on the trip. As many points as you can get, let's do this as we go. Brian says, Joey has been insane. Getting back healthy stars is definitely helping. 11 different players with points is a recipe for success, playoffs or bust. And the depth, right? We didn't have it happening early in the season. Now it's starting to happen. I feel like that little, you know, kind of just tweak, that acquisition, bringing in Tomáš Tatar, has really kind of sparked the lines, given them flexibility to move guys around, especially during the injury situation that they dealt with. But yeah, wow, what a game. And that's what Lord Snorkel says. What a game. Good to have you, Lord Snorkel, on the channel as well. Thank you guys for showing up for this stream. It's so much more fun when everybody contributes in the chat. So keep the comments coming and read them off throughout the whole stream. Snorkel says, we came out like a hot pile and then we came alive. And I was joking with Charles over at CSS. You know, maybe it was that long flight back east. Maybe the food that they were eating on the plane or something. I mean, sometimes you get that cheese platter. It kind of stays in your legs a little too long. But Kraken definitely cranked it up, you know, kind of throughout the first period. They didn't end up, you know, having a shot advantage, but I thought they were much more efficient and overall just much better throughout the game. And we're talking about Joey DeCord throughout the whole evening, but the Kraken, their scoring touch now coming through, closing that gap in the goal differential. If you go look at that, I think it was -9 coming into the night, so probably going to be around -6 now. So that's great. If you can break even there or push it into the positive territory, that's really important if you want to make the playoffs. Historically, teams that have a good goal differential make the playoffs and do well in that area. So finding that scoring touch, winning sizably, Berkey's back. Let's look at the roster, you guys. Schwartz back now as well, getting healthy, like I said. Lord Snorkel, 10 to Tuna. Tuna has integrated quite well, absolutely. And like I said, he gives them that other dimension where they can move some of these lines around a little bit. You saw McCann down low with Cartier and Burakovsky. You can, you know, ease Burakovsky and Schwartz back in if you want to. You can move Tatar around. I love it, honestly. I think, you know, with Winberg playing really good here over the last little while, shooting the puck, which is amazing. We're going to talk about that during the breakdown. He scored it again tonight. But the roster really shaping up, guys. You know, the star players coming through. Matty Beniers on the scoreboard again. But it's looking great. Everything coming up gold for the Kraken here recently. Burakovsky, you know, fourth line tonight. Like I said, easing him back in. Schwartz back in. Paired him with Winnie and Turbo up on the second line. Yamamoto came out tonight. Devon Shore and Riker Evans healthy scratches. I would guess that Riker Evans, he's going to get rotated in through this road trip. Wouldn't surprise me there. Of course, Joey Decord holding things down in net. Wouldn't be surprised to maybe see Drieger get into a game here or there. And I think Gru's getting close. So we got to keep track of all of this movement in the roster. Lord Snuggle says, Joey, Joey, Joey. Keep the chants going in the chat, you guys. I could hear the Joey chants in the stadium at the Winter Classic. Everybody talks about it on that last episode that I put out here on the channel and over on the podcast. Thanks again, everybody, for contributing to that. If you haven't listened to it, please go check it out. I'll leave a link down in the description. But fantastic seeing Joey Decord come through, all the work he's done to get him to this point. Just, it's incredible. But guys, let's get into the breakdown for tonight's game. Recap the goals. Bask in the glory of another victory. Enjoy some Waterloo orange vanilla. This is really good, by the way. It's like a cream orange soda. Okay, so we go first period here. And don't forget to vote on the poll. Right now, the poll is at 89% people think the Kraken are going to make the playoffs if they're healthy. First period, Joey Decord goes for Seattle. Devon Levi for Buffalo. Sabres with that quick start. Flying over to the East Coast. Cartier, you know, he had a good chance early there. But the Sabres, you know, they were fast and ready to break in on the rush. Joey Decord, a big save about 4 minutes in. But the Sabres keep the pressure on. Faceoff in the Kraken zone. Puck turned over a bit in the corner. Sabres dig it out. Mittelstedt sends it quickly across ice to Skinner, and he buries one 5-hole on Joey. Sabres open up the game 1-0 just about 5 minutes into the first period. Didn't really surprise me too much. I thought the Kraken would start slow, but I was hoping for that response, and we get it. So Joey peppered early. Sabres with like 10 shots, I think, through the first 6-7 minutes of the game. Bjorki takes a big hit on the boards there from Clifton, so the Sabres weren't messing around early. Kraken got to get things going. Vince Dunn blocked a shot. He went down the ramp, left the bench. A little bit of nervous moments there, but he returned, thankfully. 13:55 into the first. Kraken get their legs churning. Here we go now. In the offensive zone, puck comes over to Ellie Tolvin, and he goes to the net with a shot. Rebound comes to Yanni Gourde, right down low, net front, and he puts it home, tying the game 1-1. There it is. That's what you want, tying the game after a slow start. We go under 4 minutes in the first. Tatar springs free on a breakaway, gets slashed, but he also got the shot on net, so no penalty shot there. Kraken get a power play late in the first. We go about a minute and a half into that power play. Sabres, the penalty kill, looking pretty good. They get a huge shorthanded chance. Alex Tuck breaks free, a breakaway of his own, but Joey Decord, another huge save. This one was big. It helps the Kraken power play kind of settle right after that, just seconds left on the man advantage. They break through with a power play goal. Vince Dunn gives it to Tolvin, and up top, he sends it to Berkey, who goes cross ice. How many times have we seen Berkey go cross ice? He's so good at it. Back to Vince Dunn, and Dunn strikes. Dundertaker makes it 2-1. Amazing pass from Berkey, and Kraken really starting to feel it now. They started slow, like I said. They found their game as the first period wore on, and they exit the first with a 2-1 lead, trailing in shots, of course, but that's what you want. Snorkel says, I was dead. Dundertaker, yeah, when he went down. Nervous moments. We've seen so many injuries this year. Okay, second period. And a furious start to the second period. Sabres tie it as I'm trying to do laundry, so that one's on you guys. Just 50 seconds in, they break into the Kraken zone. Mittelstedt drops to Skinner. Tuck backside, drives the net. Skinner sends it, Tuck tips it in. Beautiful play there. Really like that one. You know, just the hockey fan of me really appreciated what they did there. They tie the game 2-2. The Kraken fan of me, not so appreciative. But don't go to the refrigerator. Kraken with a classic response goal. Right away, Winberg breaks in. All alone off of a nice feed here off the sidewall. Schwartzy making an appearance in his first game back in a long time. And Alex, the shooter Winberg, Deke's backhand. He delivers. Kraken reclaim the lead. 3-2. Love to see that. Schwartzy, a big part of that goal. Nice pass from Schwartzy. We go 8:26 left. In the second, Kraken just keep coming. They're putting the pressure on. Brandon Tanev enters with the puck on the left side. He puts it along the wall. It comes all the way around the boards. Winberg kind of slides it to Borgen. Borgen sends it to the net. Schwartz gets to the net front and creates traffic, tips it in. Beautiful play there all the way around. Kraken grab a 4-2 lead. Schwartz was huge in his return tonight. Joey Decord keeping things going as well. Another big save with 4:57 left in the second. And the goals, they just keep coming. 3:47 left in the second. Borgen, a nice entry. Great quick pass to Matty Beniers on the left side there. He breaks in, whips a wicked wrister, beating Levi. Kraken grab that 5-2 lead. Sabres looked pretty frustrated, if I'm being honest. I think it was Dahlin broke his stick there on the net, and they're just, you know, they're getting beat pretty good, 5-2. Kraken just take all that momentum into the third period. Kraken rolling as they go to the third period. And, you know, never a bad idea as you get to the third here. Just, you're on the road with a lead. Just do a little bit of clock management, kind of calm things, salt it away a little bit. 13:14 left. Now in the third, Andre Burakovsky, guilty of tripping. They're going to have to kill a penalty. Burakovsky, guilty of tripping. Second time of the evening that the Kraken go shorthanded, but, you know, no issues on the penalty kill tonight. In fact, Yanni Gourde broke in for a shorthanded chance. Tried to do a little pass back to Jared McCann. Didn't work. Maybe a little too fancy there, Yanni. I don't know. So Kraken kill off that penalty, no problem. Sabres 0-2 on the power play at that point. We go late stages. Clock ticking down. And like I said, the Kraken just kind of salt this one away. Pretty, you know, decent work by the defense and Joey showing up in the third period. And that was it. They win the game. They go for their 7th win in a row, and they're looking really good, you guys. The key takeaways from me tonight, you know, they did have that slow start, but they got right back in it. A resilient effort early, and then they just held the lead. They piled on. Penalty kill perfect, like I said. The power play broke through. You love to see that. Great goaltending from Joey. And all the ingredients you want and all the ingredients that you need for a win were there. Kraken are on a roll. Bailey Curtis, what's up in the chat, says, hi, friend. Go Kraken. Thank you, Bailey. If you guys don't know who the Surgecast is, go check out the Surgecast. They cover the Carolina Hurricanes. Pretty amazing work over there. Zach, Bailey, and Kat, right? So the trio over there, they do a great job. So check that out. The Kraken, we're just, you know, we're kind of on cloud nine again. It's like the whole thing that happened last January and December as they went on that win streak is happening again, and they're right there in the playoff mix. And I feel like as this team kind of solidifies, guys coming back off of injury now, they're just going to get better. As long as they can kind of maintain through this road trip, then get back home, see where they go from there. I can't wait to see what is next for this Kraken team. Okay, you guys, let's look at the game stats. And the Sabres, despite their 38 shots, get stonewalled again by Joey Decord, only allowing 2 goals. I know if Striatic was here, he'd be raving about Joey Decord and his save percentage. Gotta get Striatic back on the stream one of these days. Okay, here's the poll results so far. 92% of you think that the Kraken are going to make the playoffs if they stay healthy. Feels like it, if they can keep going. But the thing to keep an eye on, you've got the Edmonton Oilers playing pretty good now. All of a sudden, they're on like a 7 or maybe 8-game win streak. Let's look at the scores around the league tonight, too. But yeah, face-off percentage heavily in favor of the Sabres tonight. I like to see the Kraken above that 40% level. We know they're not a great face-off team, but got to be careful here as we go down the East Coast. Power play perfect tonight. Only one chance, but block shots 22 to 14. So, and Vince Dunn with one of those, a little bit of a nervous moment. Brian Holseed says, high block shots, losing the face-off battle and shots battle seems to work good for the Kraken. It's very counterintuitive, right? It's mind-boggling, but hey, it seems to be the right ingredients for winning face-offs. If we get to the playoffs, we know how important they are. We saw that in both of the series that we played against the Stars, especially that face-off team. And Colorado, we did pretty good. I think we were okay in the circle throughout that series, but good enough to beat Colorado in the first round. Belly being out is my guess in the face-off slump. Yeah, and that's a big part of it. We'll see some continued improvement here, but yes, Belmar was definitely helping that metric. Good point, Lord Snorkel. Thank you, guys. And also here, as we get to the 3 stars portion of the stream, let me know, you guys, who are your 3 stars tonight? I'm guessing they're all Kraken. We'll see who the official ones are in just a minute here. We're going to look at shots on goal. There we go. First period, 19 shots for the Sabres in the first. So a pretty dominant start for them, but the Kraken clawed back throughout that first period. Got their legs moving after that long flight back east. Second period, 8 shots to Buffalo, 5 to the Kraken. So that just shows you how efficient they were. I think they scored 3 goals on those 5 shots. Amazing. Third period, Sabres trying to push back and, you know, tie the game, but they just didn't have anything. I didn't even see a whole lot of super high, maybe 2 high-quality chances, it felt like, in the third. Maybe 3, if I'm being generous. But Kraken salted away, 5-2 victory. Here's the 3 stars, you guys. If you didn't let me know, actually, you did let me know. I see a couple comments here. So here's the official ones. Here's what Lord Snorkel said. Joey, Dunn, and the captain, Yanni, and you're pretty darn close. You got Joey up top as the first official star. Jaden Schwartz was incredible tonight in his first game back in a long time. William Borgen, another nice game, multi-point game from him, 2 assists, and he was the official 3rd star. Fantastic work by the Kraken. Here's a look at the standings. Speaking of, and this will change, but the Kraken now 17, 14, and 9. They are 3 games above 500. Never felt like they were going to get back to the break-even mark. They clawed back. They're healthy. 43 points in the standings. They're within striking distance of Los Angeles, maybe, but they do have, Los Angeles does have 3 games in hand. So that's tricky. We'll see what happens here as Los Angeles kind of catches up in the schedule. But the Kraken doing great. They're right there in the wild card spot. Love to see it. Great game by the Kraken. Like I said, all the ingredients you wanted tonight were there. Penalty kill, power play, great goaltending, resilient. Let's look at the schedule ahead here on the road trip, because it doesn't get easier. You got to go into Washington on Thursday. Sounds like Joshua is going to be at that game. And Josh, I will reach out after the stream. Send you a DM. We can organize something for the next video here at Sasquatch NHL. Would love to have you be a part of that. Can't wait. But yeah, Capitals Thursday, 4 p.m. start time on the Pacific West Coast. Blue Jackets after that on Saturday, another 4 p.m. start time. Monday against the Penguins, that's a 3 p.m. start time because of the holiday. Rangers after that, just a day later, so a back-to-back situation there. 4 p.m., that's going to be tough. Penguins and Rangers, boom, boom. Not easy, and then you fly home. You get a day off, and then a day to finish the road trip in Edmonton, 6 p.m. start time. And those Oilers are just as hot as the Kraken right now. So I can't wait to see what goes down in that game. But thanks again, you guys, for being here for tonight's stream. Like I said, go check out the podcast if you don't already. Hit that like button if you enjoyed this video tonight and the live stream. Thank you for contributing here on the channel and being a part of it. I do appreciate all the support. But that is it for tonight's broadcast. Next game, 4 p.m. Washington Capitals this Thursday. And I can't wait to see what's next for the Kraken. They are rolling. Let's see if we can keep it going, you guys. Keep the positive vibes going out there for the Kraken and have a great night. That's it for tonight's show. Tune in again here at Sasquatch NHL for another live stream real soon. See ya.